First Time John Met Mary. Author, Shallows. Fandom, Supernatural. Rating PG-13. The characters are Mary and John. Warnings and spoilers pre-series. Read by Rhea314. It wasn't Mary who caught his attention first. His head was down in a Mustang's engine at the time, and he was quickly moving past patients with it. Owner was a middle-aged business type, who thought he had a badass muscle car and drove like it. The man drove his car with no finesse at all, and the Mustang? Muscle car? Maybe for beginners. John heard a car easily from a block away, a sweet rumbling that he knew would never be heard from a Mustang. And he stopped a moment to appreciate its sound. Pausing in his work, he tilted his head to hear it better. Timing was off. Slight, but there. Frowning, he wondered if the owner noticed. Apparently. Ducking his head under his arm to look, he smirked, seeing that sleek body of a car sweeping into the lot. She was a beauty, with polished chrome, reflective black paint, and simply looked tough and a little dangerous. Now that was a badass muscle car. 67 Impala. Mike walked past him into the lot, and he resigned himself to the lesser car. Wasn't the car's fault. Hey, Mary, what can I do for you? Mary? Afternoon, Mike. She's running rough. Do you have time to look? Her honeyed voice flowed over him, even more sweetly than the Impala's distinctive purr. Stretching to get the kinks out of his back, he also used the maneuver in hopes of catching a glimpse of the Impala's owner. Voice like that. Probably could get to her in about an hour. She sounded good when you came in, though. Ah, come on, Mike. You had to have heard that. Go ahead and start her up. We'll give her a listen. Hey, John, come over here a minute. Sure. Okay. Anything. He nearly tripped over his own feet when he saw long blonde hair hanging loose and a smile of greeting as bright as the car. Her eyes met his squarely. She was as beautiful as her car, and he got the sudden insight that she was also a little dangerous. And that just made him want to grin. Or howl. Mary started the car. Yep, timing was definitely off. Taking a moment to look at Mary without appearing to, he felt his toes curl involuntarily in his boots. Oh man, she was caressing the steering wheel with those long fingers, and he felt a jolt when he realized she was looking right at him. Swallowing hard, he motioned for Mary to cut the engine. Gracefully, she eased out of the car, wearing an expectant look. Kind of a hitch, almost like a hiccup? He asked, wanting to come off as cool and competent. Her smile was blinding. Exactly. Was she flirting with him, or was that wishful thinking? He checked for a ring, just in case. No ring. No ring, okay, that was good. Very good. Say something. Timing chain's starting to go. How many miles on her? Almost 90,000. Be about right for it. Rubbing his chin, he was acutely aware that he was covered in grease. What a way to make a first impression. That'll take a day for sure, Mike was saying. You have the parts? Your grandpa made sure of it. We'll start tomorrow first thing. Mary closed the car door. I'll be back to pick her up at closing time. Otherwise, give me a call, and I'll come back when she's ready. Good enough, Mike agreed. John couldn't help the smile that came to his face, knowing he would see her again. He'd make damn sure her baby was done by tomorrow. Objective sighted, strategy formed. Feeling the sudden need to touch something, John settled for running his hands over the smooth lines of the Impala's hood as he watched Mary walk away with a neat little swing to her hips. Cut-off jean shorts and an old t-shirt had never looked better. John watched her until she was out of sight, and he was fairly certain she knew he did. If you've enjoyed this fic, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at shallows.livejournal.com. Thank you for listening.